Greater Napanee Council approved an increase of $15,000 to the cemetery operating budget for 2025. Staff brought the request forward just before Council was to review and approve the 2025 budget. The money will mainly be used to complete necessary work identified by the Bereavement Authority of Ontario. Under the Funeral, Burial, and Cremations Services Act, local municipalities are responsible for abandoned cemeteries within their boundaries. According to staff, there are no cemetery reserves established at this time. Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, Chris Brown, noted the associated legal implications of the work.
Town staff have been contacted by the BAO, the Bereavement Authority of Ontario, regarding abandoned cemeteries within our boundaries, and we're working with the BAO and our legal counsel to ensure that our legal obligations are properly understood prior to undertaking the directed work. As an early settlement area in Ontario, there are many abandoned and unregistered cemeteries within our municipal boundaries, and this is anticipated to be an ongoing area of legal obligation and associated costs.
Brown said details of the work will be brought back to council, noting that staff weren't prepared before budget time.
There are going to be expenses incurred here in 2025, and we don't have money budgeted for it. We do want to bring back further reports for council detailing the work that does need to be done. But, you know, under the Act, this work, we are obligated to complete this work. And we didn't know of some of these expenses at the time of budget deliberations.
CAO Matthew Grant spoke about the possibility of sharing some costs with related third parties. These may include adjacent properties.
I'm confident every effort has been made for burden sharing with third parties.
Brown ensured council would be kept in the loop.
We know that there is some, you know, some legal fees, some assessments that needs to be done, and there's going to be a cost to the municipality, unfortunately, and we are mandated to do the work. So really, we don't have much of a choice in that, but we are going to bring back more detailed reports for council to keep everyone up to speed.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.